Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Of course, lots to talk about. You may bring up anything you like with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
And we've been all over the place talking about a Catholic town, Ave Maria, or is it a Catholic town? The local newspaper says that things aren't as they've been made out to be by the mainstream media, that non-Catholics are welcome in Ave Maria, Florida. But the fact remains, it is a town that was designed by the founder of Domino's Pizza, who apparently is a very devout Catholic. It is centered, the town's design is centered around the what they call the oratory. This is some sort of a Catholic church kind of thing. It's basically at the center of the town. There's also a Catholic university, Ave Maria University, that exists in the town. And so there's a real heavy tinge, I guess you could say, to the lifestyle there.
The news has been inaccurate in some ways.
Yeah. That said, while the news has been inaccurate, that said, it would probably be pretty uncomfortable to be the town's lone atheist or something like that in a place like that.
27,000 people, they mentioned that people are free to not believe what they want. There's atheists in that town.
Yeah, there likely are. I imagine some of them work at the university. There was actually a story over at Wired.com that is gives a little bit more information about this, and I don't have it pulled up at the moment. I did have it a little bit ago, but it was pretty interesting because it showed several pictures. A photographer, I guess from the Naples area in Florida, went out to this place. This town's 40-something minutes away from Naples. It's literally out, you know, in the woods, in the sticks. I mean, this is built in real Florida, east of the interstate, where, you know, it's in the swamp, essentially. And so you really, 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 really want to have to live out in this place. It's described as isolated. For some reason, you would have to want to live in this place, and that would be that you're a Catholic. So it would be interesting to see a breakdown, some sort of a survey of the community in Ave Maria as far as, you know, what percentage of them consider themselves Catholics versus other types of Christianity, Muslim, etc. I think that would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to see in what ways they stand out. Like, do their virtues speak for themselves? Like, do they have, you know, the most intact families? Yeah, exactly. Do they have, what sort of things can we demonstrate when people of like mind come together in that way?
Yeah, and that's something that Christianity as a whole should focus on purporting. What are we doing that, what are we producing that's so much better? Are we happier? Are we, you know, whatever? Are we wealthier? Whatever it is, what are the benefits of being what we are?
Well, you can measure certain things like charity or how many intact families there are. Or the span of a marriage.
You can measure charity, but I don't always think that it's an unfair measure. So if, for instance, you're giving money to your church and they're building a new fellowship hall, that's not charity to my mind. Oh, good. Congratulations. You've built another building for you guys to do things on during the week and on the weekends. Congratulations. Not charity. That is, to me, charity, you've got to be helping somebody who has less than you.
Now, there's an article in the Daily Mail that claims and this was written in 2013, that claims that Ave Maria only had about 500 homes at the time of this writing, which there's no way that could be.
It's explosive growth.
27,000 people. Now, look, I don't know how many.
It's really packed in there.
I don't know how many homes they have now, and I don't know how many people are going to this college campus, but I don't know. If there's only 500 homes back in 2013, it seems unbelievable that there would be 7,000 homes there now, and that's the claim based on a Google search saying there's 7,200-something homes. There's a lot of growth in a year, if that's really true. Because the other news about Ave Maria is that it had a kind of a tough time, considering that it started, the genesis of the idea literally started right before the economic downturn. downturn.
Yes.
So in 2005 is when the idea came out. They came out with it, but it was 07 when they first sort of opened the doors, which was right at the beginning of the economic downturn.
It's hard to sell houses in 2007.
Yeah, most of the people who live there are either retirees or they work for the college, or if they don't work likely in Naples, which is, again, a 40-something minute drive away from this town. So why on earth would you want to locate yourself in this town? Because it's not convenient to anything except for the university there. So there's a little bit more here from Wired.com. Now, this story came out earlier this year, and it's just a series of photographs from Ave Maria, sort of giving it a desolate feel to it. And
like these Chinese towns that they've built that no one's living in.
Oh, not quite that bad. Not quite that bad. This one definitely shows some people, but those are really creepy what you're talking about, Mark. You're not just talking about towns. You mean cities. There are,
yes.
There's like a Chinese city or two or three. I don't know how many there are.
Giant Chinese cities. Yeah. That
the government funded.
That
no one lives there.
No one lives there. It's crazy stuff.
Ryan Steele's photographs of the community of Ave Maria will, for many people, reinforce the idea that Florida is a strange place that creates crazy headlines. That's not his intention, nor is he ridiculing religion.
As a Florida native, I just thanks all of you people in Florida, whatever the hell you're doing in order to make me look that much weirder.
Rather, Steele's series, which is entitled Ave Maria, One Man's Vision, is a long look at the long development of an idiosyncratic place. Ave Maria was conceived of and largely funded by Tom Monahan, the devout founder of Domino's Pizza. Ave Maria, the southern end of the state and a place of geographic and spiritual, is a place of geographic and spiritual isolation. Although drawn by the unique religious personality of the unincorporated town, Steele soon realized it was not so easily compartmentalized. The resulting work explores universal themes of opportunity, identity, and money. He says, it was bizarre and funny to me that people of similar faith would decide to move to this isolated place to live their lives. And that doesn't seem very bizarre to me, but that's because I moved to New Hampshire to be around people that are more free and to live a more free lifestyle, so I can totally understand why people who have a particular religious belief would do something similar. But it's strange to him. He goes on to say, the religious angle's there, but so too is the economic downturn, the utopian vision, and the creation and feel of what defines a modern community. Ave Maria is so new that the story hasn't been written yet. Although founded in 2005, Ave Maria has come together slowly. The recession devastated Florida, and the planned community almost certainly would have failed without private support. Since beginning his project in 2011, Steele, the photographer who grew up in Florida, has seen the gas station open and the shopping mall remain closed. He's seen teens filming homemade horror flicks in the vacant lots, and worshippers pour out of Sunday Mass by the thousands. He shoots in the early morning and the late afternoon because it affords the best light, but even then, he rarely encounters people. He says isolation is obviously a significant part of the project. Often, I can photograph in the middle of the street. Steele describes himself as not a believer and says the number of times he's attended Mass in Ave Maria exceeds the cumulative number of times he's been to church before starting the project. When All Saints Day provided a scene brimming with people, it filled him with awe, but it put him at artistic loss. He says, I couldn't believe there were so many people. They just kept coming. There was no photograph I could have made to depict that experience. For everything photography can do so well, it couldn't deal with this. That photo would have taken away from the isolation theme in the work, but it was such an important moment for me. Now, I don't know what else, like a major holiday for Catholic folks.
I've never heard of what that is.
It'd be easy to look at his work and think he's belittling faith or the people of Ave Maria. Not so. He has a higher aim, says Wired. Quote, I would hate for the photographs to read like I was making fun of people's Catholicism. That reading is shallow, he says. I've started to identify with the people living there and why they might want to live in a place where they know their neighbor, can leave their bike in the front yard overnight, and probably the doors unlocked.
Yeah.
Most of the people in Ave Maria are retired. They work at the university or commute to Naples, just 45 minutes away. The community is surrounded with small towns with starkly contrasting demographics. Its nearest neighbor is Immokalee, a poor community of about 20,000 people, most of them Hispanic. It stands in... Have you ever been there, Mark?
I'm familiar with it.
It stands in stark contrast to Ave Maria, yet underscores how faith and religion are a thread that unites people of divergent backgrounds. Monahan was raised in a Catholic orphanage, making him a classic rags-to-riches story. He's using his vast fortune to realize Ave Maria, the ornate oratory around which the town revolves, rises incongruously from the flat landscape. It leaves Steele wondering whether the place should have been built. It's a strange thing to do, reflects the photographer. We could spend days talking about his ego, but if we're going to do that, we should also consider that he built the community for the greater good. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to live there, but I understand. So, another man's perspective on what it was like to take pictures around this unusual place. You're welcome to share your thoughts on it. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Uber is in hot water again. People are upset, some people, over the prices they were charging people to get away from a hostage situation today. Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, now they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth. For 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. We've been following the difficulties of some of these ride-sharing companies that have become very, very popular around the world, Uber and Lyft, and governments, many of them not too friendly towards these companies because they're protecting their buddies in the taxi cab industry who have been paying government fees and bribes for a long time, and they're very upset about these upstarts and these innovators. Uber and Lyft will give you the latest on what's happening. People are upset. Some people are upset about what Uber did with giving people rides out of a hostage situation or out of the area of a hostage situation. Derek J. has that story, and we'll hit that up. Also, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 855-453.
People are always asking us on Free Talk Live how they can best spread the ideas of liberty to their family and friends, and my answer has really often been, almost always been, fiction. I think that good storytelling is the best way to do that. Well, I'm going to amend that now, because In Freedom's Cause isn't entirely fiction. It's the historical story of William Wallace and one of the greatest struggles for freedom in human history. Now, it is sort of fictional in that there's a couple of characters that the story is told through, but it's a largely historical story, and it is a it's not a movie, but it's like a movie because it has its own score. It has big-name Hollywood actors, but there's no video to it. It's all audio. It's audio theater. Some of those actors are James Cosmo from Braveheart, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keys from Chronicle of Narnia, Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey. It's an empowering story of young women and young men. So this should be given to people young and old on your Christmas list. I think it's a great choice. Check out infreedomscause.com. Go there. Enjoy the audio that's available to you for free, just to give you sort of a feel for it. And get the family four-pack, because we've got a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. You just go there, use coupon code FTL, get the family four-pack at half price. That's four gifts. It brings it down to the cost of $50. That's $12.50 per gift. That's a great little stocking stuffer sort of gift. And the kids in your life will love it. InFreedomsCause.com, coupon code FTL. It's the Liberty Gift of the Season. InFreedomsCause.com, coupon code FTL.
So Uber is once again in the news, and it's not for what they're usually in the news for. And usually Uber's making headlines because governments all around the United States are trying to stop Uber and Lyft from doing business in their political designations. In fact, I heard something about, Manchester, I guess. There's going to be some sort of hearing now in New Hampshire about Uber operating there. Now, I don't think the proposal has been made to prohibit it in Manchester. I think they're talking about creating some sort of regulations just for Uber. Not that that's a good thing necessarily, but I haven't heard they're talking about a total prohibition. So we'll let you know more as we hear about that. But all the way over in Sydney, Australia, Derek J., you've got a story.
Yeah, this story comes from the WashingtonPost.com, where Gail Sullivan writes that after an armed gunman took patrons of a Sydney chocolate shop hostage during rush hour this morning, The transportation company Uber quadrupled its fares for panic-stricken customers fleeing the central business district. It charged a minimum of $100. That's Australian dollars, so that's about $82 U.S.
Wow.
So, yeah, just to escape the business district. That's not leaving the city. That's just leaving one part of the city for another. So within an hour, Uber backtracked after the media publicized customer complaints of price gouging. Quote, "We're all concerned about the events happening in Sydney today," Katie Curran, an Uber spokesperson, told the Washington Post in a statement. "Uber Sydney will be providing free rides out of the central business district to help Sydney siders get home safely."
Well, that's a huge turnaround.
I'd say it's a market response. So there's a few things that are happening in this story. That first, there's a hostage situation, which is a tragedy, can't be avoided. Just random violent acts sometimes happen in the world. But then,
Let's not forget that no one was concealed carrying there, because basically handguns are illegal in Australia. Mm-hmm. But somehow this gunman managed to have them. So The only the outlaw had a gun in this circumstance, right, because they had outlawed guns. So first off, interesting. The Sydney is getting, you know, the Australian government's getting not getting lambasted by anybody for disarming its people and leaving them helpless in the face of terrorists.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because three people did die, two that were victims, and one the gunman himself.
Oof.
Now, what I see with this is a bunch of people. So I went to their Twitter feed to go check this out. Yeah, I went to Uber Sydney specifically to read the tweets. And they say, "We are all concerned with the events. Fares have increased." Now, this is what the article leaves out. It says, "Fares have increased to encourage more drivers to come online and pick up passengers in the area."
Yes. Now, that was the point that I was going to make is, really? You're asking me to drive towards a man with a gun who's killing people? And yeah. I should give you a discounted rate? What the hell is wrong with you, you socialist crazy person?
Yeah, these customers are really asking for a lot if they're demanding that Uber give them, first of all, free rides. Like, literally, they're demanding free rides out of there from who? Like, from these random people who have cars?
Why not get the government? How come the school bus drivers didn't rush in and get these people? Why are they holding a private company responsible?
I don't know, but it's really weird to see some of these people's tweets. I guess because they're more responsive than the government, Mark. Maybe it's because they can tweet at them and get a response.
Well, this is the problem with democracy, is every moron gets an opinion.
Yeah, but this is the market at work, because Uber did turn around and say, okay, we'll give you free rides.
Which means Uber is then paying the drivers, right?
Yeah, presumably.
I don't know whether I support what Uber did in that circumstance, because what they have done is, in buckling to the public opinion here, what they've done is sort of, you know, bolstered these people's opinion that they deserved a free ride from the average individual who decided to be a driver for Uber.
Just because someone was being held hostage somewhere. I wonder, like, what's the radius in which you could get picked up for the free ride? If I was down the street, eating at a restaurant, and I heard the news, oh, hey, I can get a free ride from Uber, I'm scared, you know, then, you know, come pick me up, I'm two blocks away. How close to the actual incident were those free rides available? Did you have to get picked up, you know, in the parking lot of the coffee shop? Or, you know, if you were a block away at a business office, would you be able to get a free ride?
It's unclear, but the Uber Sydney says that they will refund any customer who paid the exorbitant fare rate when they were leaving the coffee shop. So I think it's an act of goodwill. What I like to see is that a company, in its first tweet addressing the situation, addresses supply and demand. Fares have increased to encourage more drivers. So that's they're talking about their supply. They can't just force their drivers out onto the streets. They need to entice them somehow. And
right, they're independent contractors.
Right.
The people working for Uber and Lyft, they're not employees. So they're not a specific schedule. The boss can't call them up and say, hey, we need you on the streets. Like you said, they've got to make it worth their while. So apparently Uber has changed their mind and has decided to probably pay the drivers a little bit more in order to have whatever public PR fix that might entail. And you think it was a good move to offer the free rides?
Well, I think it's good to respond to the market. There's going to be other people who enter the market, and Uber was just first. We'll see how other competition would handle the same situation.
Sure. Share your thoughts here with us, if you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Should Uber have backed down due to some people being upset? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes find breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free to bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Join us online as well at freetalklive.com. The feature's there, totally free.
You can get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's delicious coffee, coffee amongst the best you've ever tasted in your life, I would wager. It is shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's produced by a company called BuzzBox, and I drink it every day. I think you'll love it. You can upgrade your coffee experience by continuing to get your coffee through the subscription program there. You can cancel at any time. You can get your free pound and go. We know you want to try it before you buy, and that's fine. But I think what is really special about BuzzBox is that they give us back a little bit of the profits that we can then give out as microloans through Kiva.org. Those microloans were able to help people around the world, and I'm delighted that we've helped so many, and when they get paid back, we can help more. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com for your free pound.
All right, let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We're going to Skype, where Tommy is on the line in Glasgow. Tommy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, and Mark.
Hey, they can take a live, but they can never take a Free Talk Live.
Hey, Tommy. Good evening, sir. Go ahead. Or good, I guess good morning where you are. It's past midnight there. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, back doing taxiing after having a little extended vacation, but
You know, it's a, well, when you're on the streets of Glasgow, like for instance, tonight, it's a, the, and at the weekend there, it was really busy. It's the laws of supply and demand. I mean, the sad capitalist fact is, if there's a less of a resource, then it rockets in price. So, you know, at night time of the weekend there, people were saying, driver, take £50 to do a, maybe a 3 or 4 mile fare. I mean, I didn't even have to say anything, but that's what people were offering, when normally that £3-4 fare would work, a 3-4 mile fare would normally be £4-5. So people are paying up to, you know, as much as that, from £5 to £50, a difference, just because, well, they know they'll get them up the road quicker. And you can't really blame a taxi driver if whatever the going rate is happens to increase just for a few short hours.
Especially, you know, if he has to drive into a war zone to get you.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
in the case of Uber, are you driving for Uber there in Glasgow?
No, I'm not with them as yet, but I was thinking of going for them, but I've not really looked into how it goes, because I had a wee extended break there. I've just got back into doing it.
So you're back driving for a cab company. You're driving for a regular cab company?
A company, and then what they call a wee bit of pirating on the side, a wee bit of sitting there and just saying, well, let's haggle. You know, if somebody wants to put a price on getting up the road, instead of paying the £5 or £10 fare, if someone wants to say, driver, here's £30, who am I to turn that down, you know? I might have come from an Islamic faith now, but I've got Christian children who, in less than 9 shoplifting days, as they say in Scotland or Glasgow, left to go. You know, I have to feed my children, so if somebody wants to pay over the odds. But listen, I better go, lads, because somebody I need to go and pick up here is wanting to pay over the odds, hopefully very soon, but I'll get in touch with you soon.
All right, man. Scotland, well, thanks for the call, Tommy. Appreciate it. So there you go. So apparently he works for a cab company that he can accept more money for a fare from somebody.
Yeah, and it's because, as he pointed out, the demand is so high. He's going to be there out there picking up rides all night. The supply stays the same, so why get angry at the supply? Why not get angry at the people at the shop for demanding taxi cabs so much?
I think that's absolutely ridiculous. It's like a bunch of people who just simply don't understand economics complaining. A bunch of babies going, wah.
Well, they've probably been told they have a right to transportation or something like that.
I'm sure they've
been
told.
You have a right to low prices.
You have a right to force me to drive into a war zone and put my life on the line to give you a free cab ride because you're insane. But as far as taxi cabs taking more and less money, I drove a cab for some time, and I've got to say that I was never given a handbook on how to handle this. But if two people were say bidding on the service of me taking them on a ride, I wouldn't have a problem with choosing the highest bidder.
Sure.
In that given circumstance. Now, I'm sure that the person who lost the bidding war in that could say that I didn't give them a ride for whatever reason they decided that I didn't give them a ride, but the reason would be because the other person offered me more money. And that would be what was, or sometimes I felt like I was in danger when I was driving. I just didn't like the circumstances that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, the taxi cab company realized the best place for me was to take the little old ladies to the airport. But
would you take less money to go to a better neighborhood?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk to Dan in Illinois. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Dan, go ahead, sir.
Okay. So first of all, I do empathize with the cab drivers in the city in the, whatchamacallit,
Sydney?
Concerns with the competition between the sidecar, Lyft, and Uber. The competition is also between the sidecar and Uber. Very different. I don't know about Sydney, Australia, but in the States, I was considering putting a set pulse.
I can't quite make out what you're saying there. I think you may have a bad connection, Dan. We're going to put you on hold and try to bring you back here in a moment. Maybe you'll get in a clearer cell. It was just dropping out too much, making it too difficult to really capture what the essence of his point was. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Now, it's interesting, though, that Uber is still, even though it's more decentralized than your average cab company, in that Uber doesn't own the cars, Uber doesn't own the drivers, the Uber is just contracting with people. They have set a set of standards that the cars have to meet, from what I understand. You know, they've got to be in operable condition and, you know, not dangerous, etc. But there's still some centralization going on there with Uber, in that it's Uber that decided to raise the rates, not the individual drivers who were deciding to raise the rates and or lower the rates.
Sure, but that's helpful. I mean, coming up with prices for things is hard. I work at a business where we resell things, and coming up with how do you price things
correctly? What do you want to price this this
widget, you know, what's the value of this widget to somebody? Who knows?
Who knows?
And Uber has a calculation for that. They've got an algorithm that they plugged in. That was their excuse, at least. They said, hey, you know, we just plug in a formula, and if demand is this high, then we increase the price to fill supply.
Wouldn't it be nice, though? I think it'd be nice if the drivers could have some sort of choice as far as what the price is. So maybe Uber could say, all right, well, we're willing to increase the price. It's Uber. It's surge time. People are demanding, that we see there's a high demand on our services, so we're going to increase the maximum cost to a ride to, you know, $30 a mile or something crazy, whatever it might be, and then have the driver be willing to say, okay, well, I'm willing to work for 20 or, you know, 25. And that way the drivers would compete on rate as well. And so if one Uber driver wanted to guarantee he just had fare after fare after fare, he could set his rate slightly lower than the rest of the Uber drivers who are out on the road at the moment. And then he would have no shortage whatsoever of people. I don't know, man. It just seems like it would have been interesting to see where the prices of the Uber drivers would be if the drivers themselves could set the rate.
Yeah, but while you're focusing on driving a car and getting someone safely from point A to point B, do you really want to be acting like a stock trader in the hole? I mean, you want to be focused on the road, not on how much money can I get for this.
But this is
next
how
ride.
A business. This is how Uber's decided to run, and the drivers take what they, you know, take what the offer is, and so yeah, I mean, you might be able to open yourself a competing cab company, Ian, but. We'll see whether we see how you do against Uber.
No, I'm not proposing that I would want to compete with them. I was just saying it would be interesting to see where, if the Uber drivers could submit their own prices, sort of market that resulted in.
I bet they probably are hesitant to implement that sort of policy because Uber, as I understand it, takes a cut from each ride. And if they were to be taking a cut from each ride, they want a certain amount per ride. Or if you were able to negotiate your own price, you might just say, oh, this ride only cost $9 when really it cost about $90, and then Uber doesn't get any of that cut.
Well, they would get less.
They would get less of it, right?
Okay, that's a good point. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Moments remain, but maybe enough time for your call and thoughts. If you get on the lines right now, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Or you can Skype into the show. It's Skype username lrn.fm. There's more coming up here, whether you want to talk about Uber or the Catholic town in Florida or the face-sitting protest, which we never got back to. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com.
At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also just 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts. Fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Maybe we've got enough time for you if you dial now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But as happens to be the case in a lot of episodes of Free Talk Live, we have more calls on hold in the final segment than
always
throughout the entire show. So if you don't get in tonight, mark your calendar for tomorrow at 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time, and you can call in right then. We'll pick up the conversation where we left off. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Let's go right back into your calls and thoughts. Ladies first, Michelle 7 on the line, calling from who knows where. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Mark and Derek, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to thank you guys because of your fine example to me with filming police and everything, I just was saved 3 tickets as well as going to jail.
Woohoo!
So, thank you. Yes.
You believe this is because you were recording them?
Well, funny enough, you know, I'm not real good with cameras and everything, and I actually hadn't pressed the right button, but they thought I was recording them. What happened was, I know, I'm so silly. I was driving down the road, no one was around, and in New Jersey, and this police officer, who I did not know was a police officer, was on my tail. It was just this car, random. And there was plenty of room on the road. There were 2 lanes. There was no reason for them to be so close to me that I couldn't even see the front of their vehicle. And, you know, I'm in the big truck and everything. So, you know, slowing down and stopping my car is a big deal. And for them, you know, it's just dangerous to drive that close to people. So
all that tailgating and horn honking, that's terrible. Yeah. And those lights on the top of your car look ridiculous.
So, as
Michelle said, an impression?
Yeah, like my best.
Okay. Yeah. Car pulled up next to me, and I saw that it was a cop and a woman, and I just thought, whatever. and takes off at the light. Yeah, takes off speeding at the light, and with no lights on, no emergency to go to or whatever. And so I, you know, drove up right next to her, and I am keeping even pace with her, and she's 35, and she's going 42, and I am too. And so we go to the next light, and I give a honk, and I roll down my window, and I say, "Hey, you were just speeding." And she said, "Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Give me a ticket."
Ooh,
and you know
wow.
me, I'm so sassy. I'm like, "Yeah, actually, I think I might do that." She goes, "Great, go ahead and pull over if you want to." And I said, "Well, you know, I can give you a ticket." And she said, "Yeah, pull over. I want to see your license, registration, and your insurance." And I thought she was just being, you know, biatchy. And so I'm like, "Yeah, okay, whatever." And I start going, and she pulls up behind me with her lights going. And so I continue going until I am at the worst possible place to pull over. Like, I'm practically on the train track. And I call the police. Now, that is something that I have now done 3 times, and every time I've gotten out of all my tickets. I call 911 and say I'm in fear for my life, that there is someone that is trying to get into my vehicle, and they're like, what? And this time they said, "You mean a police officer?" And they told me, they said, "This is not a 911 call." And but in any case, so they did send another cop to the scene. So now there are 3 cars, and the woman comes up, and I have my camera there. I'm like, hold on, I've got to film this. And I explained to the other officer what had happened, and this woman was just so aggressive. And I said, "You know, do you want to talk about this? Because all I said to you was, you were speeding. Like, you know, badges don't grant extra rights. And you, what are you doing? You weren't going to an emergency. Why would you do that?" And so I didn't have registration or insurance. So I didn't have that to give. But in any case, so I'm there filming, and I just repeated back to her. I said, "Here, I'd like you to repeat into the camera what you said to me when I said, 'You're speeding.'" And I was not apologetic. I was not shy. I was very aggressive and assertive. And they took my license and came back and said, "Insurance or registration?" I said, "Yeah, I don't really have any of that." And they said, "Okay, well, do you know you're required to have that?" I'm like, "Well, yeah." And the female cop said, "I'm not going to write you a ticket for the registration or the insurance or the speeding. I'm going to let you go." And I said, "Okay, I'll turn this camera off." And there was another officer there. And I said, "But I'd like to know, why were you so rude to me? All I said to you was, 'You're speeding.'" And she said, "I'm going to let you go. So run along. Have a good evening." And she just continued to be rude, but I think that she got the smackdown from the other officers there who were plainly, you know, they thought I recorded her, you know, recorded saying that.
Wow.
You know,
that's an amazing story, Michelle, that you know, you are still driving with no registration and they just let you drive away from that. Do you mind telling us which state that was? Which
New Jersey.
Wow. Jersey. State police? State police or local cops?
Not the state police, no. This was a local town police. But this is the same town where my son, who he's actually got tickets in the last several months in 3 different towns here, all for victimless crimes such as skateboarding, filming cops, having paraphernalia but no weed, $2,000 in fines he has racked up. And
what happens in New Jersey if you don't pay a fine?
You go to jail. He spent 3 days in jail so far.
Wow. Now, is this your youngest? Is this your youngest son? Who is he now? 18? Over 18?
He's now, yes. He's 19 now.
Gotcha.
And so it is just, you know, it's a revenue generator for the state, and you know, as it is in all states and everything. But I just want to encourage people to film the police and be assertive and remember that you own yourself and that they're just people, and they're wearing costumes and they have this illusion that they are much more important than they are. So
it's all very important to remember. And Michelle, I have to say, I miss you. Wish you were back here in New Hampshire. And I hope you're having fun down there. And thanks thanks for the call tonight.
Great story.
Yeah, always a great story. I mean, she's so ballsy. I mean, just driving around with no registration and not living in New Hampshire, not having the activist community
there to support her. She does it for
supporter.
A principled reason. It's not that she can't afford necessarily insurance. She
it's a freedom to travel.
Yeah, kind of thing.
And makes it a conversation starter everywhere she goes. Because most people would never pay registration if they weren't forced to.
Let's talk to Jeremy. He's in Albany. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, you're on the air.
It's kind of hard to respond after such a compelling story, but I just wanted to comment about you know, Uber's response to the price gouging. You know, some see it, as a negative, but it seems they responded pretty quickly to the market, themselves, the people, using technology. Their reaction was quite. Altruistic and optimistic. Capitalism isn't this cold science that is this left wing notion that is harsh and and disempowering. When the force of government isn't involved, great things happen. And I think that was a great display of that.
Right. Well, what happened was that what people recognized here was that Uber had the best system for deploying cars, escape vehicles for this area. But what they didn't understand is that somehow they felt like they had a right to this because the government, who was too incompetent to deploy vehicles there to get these people to escape. This is the organization that you think that you have the rights should come from. They couldn't do anything, and so it's really just sort of this mixed up, messed up folk thing where people recognize that Uber does the best job for deploying escape vehicles, but they believe that they should get it for free. If everything you want in life is free, then nobody makes any money, and you never get the things you want.
I certainly agree, but it wasn't that people were asking or forcing them. Hey, you need to give us this for free. They were kind of responding to people saying, hey, this is a tense situation.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Uber didn't make the rides free because people were demanding that. People were only objecting to the increase in the drastic increase in prices, and in order to make good, they on their own volition decided to make the rides free. That's an important distinction to make there, Jeremy, and I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. So don't forget to join Derek J on his website, derekj.me. And want to share with you just a little bit more here from the face-sitting protest. Apparently, you could also sit on Santa Claus's face at the face-sitting protest. There was actually a man dressed as Santa Claus holding a sign with an elf saying, "Sit on Santa's face." And apparently he found at least one person to take him up on the offer. And finally, they did actually set a record at this particular event for the most couples who were sitting on one another's face. It was 21 couples. There were actually people who were laying down begging for folks to come and sit on their face. There were more people willing to have their faces sat upon than to do the sitting.
Somehow that does not surprise me.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.